This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 17 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome back for the second hour of the morning show. In the evening show, we're all going to talk to the Guardian. This morning had a meltdown article about the constitutional sheriffs that are meeting in Las Vegas. We're going to be there tomorrow. In fact, go to warroom.org to make sure you can get a last. Now, we're over capacity, but we're going to fit additional people in. But you've got to also sign up, and then you got to answer Grace's email for RSVP. We need to know exactly the headcount, because you get a free lunch too. How's that sound? We're really looking forward to tomorrow, and we're going to try some different things. Also get you down into the weeds of on some of these battleground states of actually what you have to do to win. Want to read something from Russ Vogt. By the way, gold, birchgold.com. I'm putting out the fifth installment. I'm going to try to premiere it tomorrow to give you a taste of it. It's fantastic work. I'm really proud of the team over at Birch Gold that worked with us on this. It's about the central bank digital currency and why in a time when you have these massive deficits and now you're having a tough time financing the deficit. We told you this was going to happen. The de-dollarization, people say the dollar's stronger than ever. It's just relative to other currencies. The world's tallest midget. Look at it vis-a-vis commodities. Look at it vis-a-vis other things of value. Maybe not so much, right? So you've got to understand that. We'd give you the macro, and I think we do a pretty good job. Birch Gold gives you the micro, talks to you about all kinds of instruments. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go and also sign up for the end of the dollar empire. I hope if we can finish the graphics, we will actually publish it tomorrow. So that's my intention. Also go to warroom.org and sign up. You got the daily command brief. That's really amazing. The team we've put together to do that is really quite amazing, and it's fantastic the work that goes into this. You get all this for free. So go sign up. Birch Gold's free. The command brief's free, all of it. We try to make all of our content. In fact, we do make all of our content free. I want to read, of course, the people are going crazy right now. I want to read from Russ Vogt. We had Russ on yesterday. He talked a little bit about this. And if Denver could please put this tweet up in its entirety. And Mo and Grace, I want to make sure we push this out. This is from Vogt. I can understand those who are baffled that conservatives are entertaining removing Mike Johnson from being speaker in an election year with a small majority. I haven't really weighed in because I understand the pros and cons, but those watching from the outside need to understand the magnitude of what Johnson is doing. Funding Ukraine and acting as the third-party payer of that endless war has rightfully become a mini-Brexit for many of us. The neocon foreign policy establishment is determined to keep us in this role of bill payer and imperial leader. We want out yesterday. It's killing and exhausting our country. It's leading to more war internationally. Mike Johnson made commitments not to fund Ukraine without securing the border. I wish he had said regardless, but it was a tangible, reasonable approach. He is now violating that promise because global elites like David Cameron, etc., and ruling class Republicans are in complete freak out. And guess what? He agrees with him. He is a neocon. That is what's happening. So Mike Johnson is now touching the stove and may light himself on fire. This is after being worse than an utter mediocrity when it comes to the spending fights, refusing to use the power of the purse and flipping his position on reforming FISA after a skiff brief. I don't know what is going to happen, and if he goes down, I expect a complete meltdown from Conservative Inc., but Mike Johnson will be responsible for his own demise for choosing to govern against the clear wishes of the vast majority of grassroots conservatives who are educated on the issues. And that is no longer a survivable place to be for any GOP leader. And thank God for it. War Room, you have done your posse. You've done your job, at least for right now. We're going to they've delayed. Remember, last night we were going to get the whole package where it was going to happen. They vapor locked and that package hasn't come out. I think he's called another kitchen cabinet meeting for this afternoon and probably going to have to vote on this over the weekend. But that's the that's the reality of this. That's the reality of where we are. Now, Kevin McCarthy, I'll get to. Can I pull up this guy, this Facebook post of this guy is going to run against? And I'll have more to say about this. This, you know, McCarthy's on the jihad against all the heroes that stood in the breach to remove him because of the spending deal and lying about it. You've got another guy, Jack Smith. Is that who his name is? Jack something. This is, you want to see clown? You want to, because everybody's, hey, Steve, this is a clown. This is a clown. And you see the yellow part right there. He's announced yesterday with McCarthy's money. And McCarthy's guys backing it up. I'm going to get their names and do it in the next segment or after Jim Rickards joins us. This guy announced he's going to primary one of the great men in the House, a fighter, not just served his country, but also fought and has shown tremendous political courage. That'd be Eli Crane. This guy at the last second is going to file, and he's got all this McCarthy money back him. So he's just talking, he says, I'm a real conservative. And he touts in there, oh, Eli Crane's voting for Democrats. Eli Crane's voting for Biden. This is a bald dude. Back in the old days, that might work. You're a clown. And the people advising you are clowns. So when you get your face ripped off, you turn to them and say, hey, you told me I could say this. You're talking about he didn't vote for the minibuses and the joint kind of omnibus. And yes, they had some they had some crap in there about the border and stuff, but it was a joke. You're actually saying supporting McCarthy's policies you want to do. Hey, in the district that Eli Crane represents, that about a 7%. But we're going to have to take you as a lesson because McCarthy is on a vengeance tour against Gates and against Good and Mace and Biggs and all of them, and Eli Crane particularly. He's on the revenge tour. It's not going to work. You were the worst speaker in the history of the country, and how do I say that? Give the empirical evidence because you didn't even last 9 months or 8 months or a year. You were gone. You were humiliated, and you will be in the history books of being humiliated, McCarthy, and you're just going to have to live with it because we're not going to allow your clowns, your political operatives, and they're so smart and say, yes, we can weaponize this against Eli. No, you can't. People in his district are among the smartest people in this country. Common sense, hard work. And you got the War Room, you got Charlie Kirk, you got Jack Presum. You think you're going to run these games on us? You think you're going to assault the intelligence of the MAGA movement, brother? Well, when you're curled up in the fetal position, having been destroyed politically, which you will be, you can turn around and blame it on McCarthy's handlers that came down and talked you into it and showed you the big money. Man, we got big money in back of you right now. We're going to go after Eli Crane. You ain't going to go after anybody. Eli Crane's one of the great heroes in this country. He had the moral courage to stand in the breach at every vote. We should be proud we have men like Eli Crane that will serve in the imperial capital and represent their constituents in the imperial capital. We're honored to have people like Eli Crane who will not back down from a fight. And for you to use exactly what McCarthy and the establishment cratered on and to try to turn that against him, it shows you're an idiot, but you're also a tool of evil. You are a tool of evil. So when the non-political career you had is destroyed and you're curled up in the fetal position, sucking your thumb, remember who put you up to do this. McCarthy and this clique are evil. They're a big part of the reason that we're here. This just didn't happen. It's called controlled opposition. This just didn't happen. The country just didn't get on the edge of this. They've had a fight for the first time in years, a real fight. That's why you think Donald Trump's in a courtroom. They're trying to destroy him. They're trying to strip his business from him. They're trying to erase all memory of Trump. Because for the first time, they've had a fight. And here's the bad news from them. We are, as the book says, the cover, we are, as President Trump says, we're going to finish what we started. Because the only way we lose, and Stephen A. Smith knows this, the only way MAGA loses is if we quit. And I know enough people in this movement that quit is not part of their DNA. So we're not going to quit. Are we going to win every fight? No, we're not. Are we going to get to the sunlit uplands in November if Trump wins? No, we're not. Is some magic wand? Is some fairy godmother going to come down here and put some magic dust on it? It's all going to be better? No, it's not. We have a long, tough, nasty fight ahead of us. Because it's taken decades and decades and decades to get in this situation. And just like any human institution, it's not going to be turned around, and it ain't going to be turned around tomorrow morning. Just look at your country right now. See what you see. And see the collapse of these institutions. Higher education, culture, the church, the military, Congress, our political process, our courts. Look around you. Don't take it from me. See what you see. And then you tell me how we got here. We got here because people were bought off and said, yeah, I'll just go the easy route. I'll make my money and screw the country and screw future generations. And most importantly, screw all those who came before us and bequeathed to us the greatest country in mankind's history. But we're not built like that. The MAGA movement is not built like that. And Charlie Sykes is right. This is not going to stop, and we will never stop. And you saw Trump send a very powerful, that was a show of force yesterday in Harlem. He's not going to back down. And as long as he's not going to back down, we must have his back. And you should be looking right now at the crickets of who's not backing him all in. And I don't care if you call yourself a conservative, you hate his guts, you hate what he stands for, you hate it all. If you don't have his back, then you're part of the problem. And I tell you what, sir, you got to get current in coming after Eli Crane. The game's changed. You can't put out nonsense like that anymore. This audience is too sophisticated. The folks in your district are too sophisticated. They get it. And one of the reasons they get it is we make sure that 6 days a week we provide a platform to give them information that is free men and women they can look at and come to the conclusion, hey, this ain't right. And now I understand what they're running, the deal they're running. You can never take down what you put up yesterday. Real conservative. Yeah, that's a real conservative. You're saying you would vote for the destruction of this country, dude. You may be too stupid to understand that. But we're very willing to give you a tutorial over the next couple of weeks so that you understand it. Because if we lose men like Eli Crane, we have lost this country. Let me repeat that. We lose men and women of the moral character of Eli Crane prepared to step forward and to serve their districts and to serve this country and to try to save this republic. That is republic ending. And we are not prepared to have that happen. And it's going to get plenty nasty. And these primaries are going to get plenty nasty. On Capitol Hill, it's going to get plenty nasty in our confrontation with the Biden crime family. But that's okay. If it has to be, it has to be. That's just the way it is. And we're prepared to accept that. And we're prepared, more importantly, to own it. And to take responsibility for it and to be held accountable for it. Short commercial break. Jim Rickards, I've got in Rome, Ben Harnwell. We have a lot to say that's going to connect back to these important votes of what's happening on Capitol Hill. Short commercial break. Back in the warm in a moment. We rejoice when there's always-
Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back. I want to bring in Ben Harnwell. Jim Rickards joins us, but I want to tee up Jim with a couple of news items, news breaks. Daily Telegraph and New York Times. Ben Harnwell from Rome. Give me the speed of the two things that have broken here recently.
Morning, Steve. Well, the first article here in the Daily Telegraph, I'll just give the headline, crude, cheap, and deadly. Russian glide bombs are pounding Ukraine into surrender. Now, I'm going to break this story down later after Jim, but the point about this, the reason why I suggested this article for today's show, is that it's the first article, Steve, I've seen in, 2 years? 2 months of this war that I have seen the word surrender tied directly to the Ukrainian state of war. It's an interesting article, but I'll break it down later. And the other article here in the New York Times is in Ukraine's West, draft dodgers run and swim to avoid the war. It's an article which refers to, and I literally quote, an exodus of young Ukrainian men fleeing the country because they don't want to be drafted into a war. And it actually makes the parallel point that the worse the war is doing, the more they're trying to get out. It also drops the interesting fact that the figures that these poor young Ukrainian kids are spending to be guided by the people smugglers outside of the country has risen from $2,000 per person at the beginning of the war to $10,000 now. And it's basically taken over the major means of smuggling that's gone from counterfeit cigarettes to young Ukrainian guys because of this war. But I'll break this down in a little later in the show, Steve.
Yeah, just read that. As we're up there talking about another $60 billion in an open money pit, read that headline again. We said this was going to happen. The key part is they can't get the 500,000 combat troops around the age of 27, right? Because the average age is 42, and they're getting pounded, right? And they don't have enough men to fight because people do not want to volunteer in the levels they need to fight what they think is an unwinnable war and a stupid war. Yes, about, and I'm not questioning the bravery and courage of the Ukrainian people. It's been amazing. It is their sociopathic leaders in Brussels. By the way, in Brussels yesterday, they tried to shut down the National Conservative Convention. Brother Shahrab and Yoram Hazani and these people putting on, Nigel Farage was speaking. They're going to have Orban in Brussels. This is what they think of democracy, and this is what they think of free speech. They sent the police to shut it down in the middle of Nigel's talk. They don't believe in free speech. They believe in absolute total fascist control. This is why they're not going to win in Ukraine. They're just not. And hey, it ain't Steve Bannon saying that. It's the young, it's the parents of the young men who put the $10,000 up. Get my son out of here. Because I don't want, he's my most precious asset, or my children. I don't want him thrown into the charnel house of this war. Now that, was it, Kharkiv is about to fall, the second biggest city, the second most important city. Just read the headline again before I go to Jim Rickard, sir.
In Ukraine's west, draft dodgers run and swim to avoid war.
Unbelievable. Hang on, Harn, where we're going to come back to you. Jim Rickards, your assessment, they're blaming MAGA for the loss in Ukraine. That, oh, it's us holding back the money. We're the worst people in the world. They've put all the chips in the middle of the table. Mike Johnson now hasn't put forward what the plan's going to be. And I want all the Warren Posse to hold fire until we find the plan. Then if they're going to put it in one rule, it's kill the rule. But he may be wavering even as we speak. Rickards, you're one of the best geostrategic, geoeconomic thinkers in the world. Give me your assessment, sir.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. The important thing to understand in terms of this, you know, $61 billion for Ukraine that Mike Johnson is trying to shepherd through the House, a couple things. It doesn't matter. It will not change the outcome. The war's not over, but Ukraine is lost. What's going on the battlefront between Russian Ukraine and Eastern Ukraine? You know, normal battlefront, you know, one side's moving, the other side's retreating, they're fighting back, whatever. That is not what's going on. What's going on is that Ukraine's forces are collapsing. They're surrendering in some cases at the battalion level. They're deserting. They're just kind of running in a disorderly way, heading back to the Dnieper River. They're getting annihilated in open fields from the air. So this is a collapse. This isn't Russia and Germany in 1942. This is Russia and Germany in 1945, where the war's not over, but you can see how it's going to end. So the $61 billion will not matter in that sense. It's sort of, also, the other thing is, there's nothing to buy. People don't understand that. It's like if I say, hey, Steve, we're standing outside a store. Here's $1 million. Go in and buy whatever you want. And you walk in the store and the shelves are empty. What good did that $1 million do you? Because there's nothing to buy. What does Ukraine need? They need 155 millimeter artillery shells. There aren't any. There aren't any. This is why the U.S. sent them cluster bombs, which basically killed children because they play with them after the war. We don't have any 155s. Neither does the U.K., neither do the NATO allies. Czechoslovakia, which is a major the Czech Republic, which is a major arms producer, they were authorized by NATO to go out and find some 155 millimeter shells from global arms dealers. Usually we call them, scumbags or, dirty money, whatever. They can't find it. They came up with about 150,000 shells. A lot of them are probably duds. They need a million. They need a million a month, which to keep going. They don't have them. They're not available anywhere in the world at any price. So Ukraine's done. So there's nothing to do with the $61 billion. So why are they doing it? Here's one of the dirty little secrets. If they authorize it, it's not like they're going to write a $61 billion check to Ukraine. They're going to ship Ukraine a bunch of used stuff, Bradley fighting vehicles from the 1980s, Abrams tanks that are left burning on the battlefield, Patriot missile systems, $1 billion apiece, that cannot shoot down Russian hypersonic missiles, the Zircon and the Ishkab missiles. It's all worthless stuff, but it's basically like an army surplus store. We'll send that over and buy new stuff for ourselves. So this is like an arms bill. The whole thing is a fraud. I call the Democrats the ruthless party, but I call the Republicans sometimes the stupid party because they fall into these Democratic traps. So what the Democrats have done, they've laid a trap for the Republicans, and Mike Johnson's walking right into it as follows. If the Republicans somehow shoot this bill down, I don't think they will, but I mean they're trying, but they shoot it down, the Ukraine will lose, and the Democrats will blame the Republicans. They'll say, well, we would have won the war if only you had given us the $61 billion. If they approve it, Ukraine is still going to lose the war. As I described, it doesn't make any difference. But they'll probably be able to keep it going for 6 months. This is all about the election. I mean, everyone knows Ukraine is lost. That's obvious from the battlefield and the economics and a lot else. But what, Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, he's a campaign hack. I mean, that's what he does. He's a campaign hack. They're trying to keep the war going until after the election, so maybe Biden can win or at least not have another disaster on his watch. So the Democrats win either way. If you shoot it down, Republicans get blamed for losing the war. If you approve it, you kind of keep the war going until at least the election. Maybe it helps Biden. There is one way out for Johnson. There's one thing he could do, which is, because he's allowed to just block anything from going to the floor. He has that power. So why not just say, okay, we're not voting on that. We're just not doing it. Well, again, that's where the Republicans get blamed for losing the war, even though it doesn't really matter. But what he could do, he could put the bill forward with really, really powerful teeth in terms of the border, and then say, okay, hey, we passed the Ukraine money. By the way, it's got these amendments that are going to secure the border. Here you go, Democrats. Here you go, Schumer. You know, take it up. You want money for Ukraine? Here it is. We just handed it to you. Well, of course, the Democrats won't do that, but at least the Republicans won't get blamed for not providing the money. So the way out for Johnson is to put the border provisions in the Ukraine bill, pass it, send it over to Schumer, and dare him to sign it.
You know these guys well. I mean, you've been in this business for a long time. What is the obsession with Brussels and Davos and the City of London and Wall Street and the globalist elites? What is their obsession with Ukraine? I mean, we have enough hotspots around the world, but there's something particular that the globalist, along with the progressive left, is all over the Ukraine. And right. It's got to be more than just geostrategic, because there's something deeper here. There's something uglier here. What is your assessment?
Well, there is a kind of mental illness, you're right, and it is an obsession. That's the right way to describe it. It's not about Ukraine. It's about Putin. Ukraine was always a way. Now, again, you got to put yourself in the mind of, you know, Victoria Nuland, Fiona Hill, you know, et cetera, all these, you know, the warmongers, the neocons, et cetera. They're obsessed with Putin. Now, their formative years, you know, we kind of all go back to our education, whatever, were the 1990s. What was going on in the 1990s? Well, you had Boris Yeltsin, who was basically a drunk. You had a total free-for-all. They were privatizing all the Russian industries. Americans were rushing in, building a stock exchange, doing all this stuff, trying to make a lot of money. Who ended that? Who ended the gangster period when there were machine gun, you know, gunfights on the streets of Moscow and other cities? Who ended it? It was Putin. He broke up the game. He restored nationalism. Russia has a very strong sense of nationalism. His strongest ally, I mean, the military, it's not the oligarchs. He hates the oligarchs. It's the Orthodox Church. It's the Patriarch of Moscow. And that is in the soul and the guts of every Russian. So that's where Putin's support comes from. So he restored all those things. But he ended the game. He ended the money laundering, the ripoffs, the depleting Russian resources. He ended that. They hate him. And so Ukraine was never more than a pawn to defeat Putin. Remember the scenario. Go back to late 2021, early 2022, before the Russian special military operation. First of all, we provoked it. I understand Russia moved in, but we provoked it. We spent, you know, since 2008, we provoking it, plus the coup in 2014. So we provoked the war. We want the war. We got the war. Okay, nice job, you know, Victoria Nuland. But what they thought was Ukraine will bleed the Russian military machine dry. We'll defeat them on the battlefield. We'll use up the money. The people will rise up and they'll get rid of Putin. Completely wrong. Jim,
hang on one second. Just stick around through the break. Strategic intelligence. Go to Rickards, that's with an S, warroom.com, all one word. Get access to strategic intelligence, also a discount. Go to strategic intelligence. Like this geopolitical thinking of our guest and contributor, Jim Rickards. Short break. Most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today.
Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome back. Jim Rickards, you're not a gold bug. I became acquainted with your thinking on currency war. By the way, when you go to rickardswarroom.com, you get a free currency war. This book had fundamentally changed my thinking. That's how important it is. Jim, I found out later, teaches or instructor with the Army War College, teaches a financial war, teaches economic warfare, which I've always argued we don't need $1 trillion defense budgets if we act smartly, and we can't act smartly. You're not a gold bug, but gold's at 2405, and I recommend everybody go to Birch Gold and check it out. Talk to the team over there about this because we don't give financial advice here, but it's broken $2,400. Jim, there's something weird happening. Explain to us. We got these massive deficits. The market's now saying there's a huge tremor inside behind closed doors that you can't sell all these securities. Kind of Yellen and Powell have screwed this thing up from what we pointed out they did in early December. People are kind of starting to panic. The dollar is, Visa Gold is it's outrageous what's happening. Walk us through your assessment. And remember, Rickards is not a gold bug. He's not one of these gold guys. Jim Rickards.
Yeah, I do consider gold a monetary asset, but I'm not a gold bug. I mean, there are issues with the gold standard, et cetera. Well, a couple of things, Steve. Number one, we're not going to have any difficulty selling treasury securities, and here's why. If China doesn't want them and Brazil doesn't want them and Saudi Arabia doesn't want them, they have quite a lot, by the way. One phone call to Jamie Dimon will take care of the problem. It was the U.S. banks will buy them. And if they're told to, they will do it. In the 1950s, U.S. banks had maybe 40% of their assets in U.S. treasuries. Today, it's about 5 or 6%. So there's plenty of headroom. Now, that's not without consequences. In other words, it could mean interest rates go up. It could mean there's less money available for commercial lending and other could impact the economy negatively. But we'll always be able to sell the treasuries. And if Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan don't want to buy them, the Fed will.
But hang on. This is also how we got into the bailout of Silicon Valley banking guys, right? I mean, if you buy these securities because the government's basically telling you securities, you're buying Biden bonds, and right. You've got to sit there with those Biden bonds. And if things keep going up, this is what they're concerned about. The regional banks right now with the real estate, and if you really look at their balance sheets, people are questioning you haven't marked to market the stinking, festering sore of Biden bonds they have today. If you do that, which, by the way, you're absolutely correct, aren't we then, isn't that the way you paper over a crisis for the beginning, but you build up for a 2008-type meltdown, sir?
That's exactly right. You can muddle through all this in the short run, but you're creating bigger problems down the road, but the road keeps getting shorter. We keep getting closer to the crack-up. So, yeah, the thing with Silicon Valley Bank, and you're exactly right, Steve, they had to market to market. If you own you buy a treasury note, 5-year treasury note, and interest rates go up, the value of the note goes down. You lose money on that. Well, if you don't have to account for that, if you can just hold it at the old value, you kind of paper over it or cover it up. But if you do have to account for it, then the loss shows up and your capital goes away. That is what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. They started to sell them. The minute you sell some, you got to mark them to market, and that's what took them down. Guess who does not mark to market? The Federal Reserve. So they can pile these things up if they have to. So the issue isn't really selling the treasury bonds. It's what happens to interest rates and what happens to the exchange rate, the foreign exchange rate. And then people say, well, the dollar is stronger than ever. Well, whenever anyone says that to me, I'll say, well, how do you know that? What are you using to measure? It usually stops the conversation because they don't know what they're talking about. But some of the more knowledgeable will say, well, the euro is going down, which is true. The yen's going down, which is true. It's about the lowest since about 1990. The Chinese yuan is going down again. That's all true. So if that's how you measure the dollar, use a basket, the dollar is getting stronger. But all of those currencies, the dollar, the yen, the yuan, the euro, all of them are going down against gold. Gold is the only legitimate measuring stick because it's the only one that's not a currency. Gold is a monetary asset. It's a store of value. Everyone should have some, in my view, in your portfolio. But it's not, you know, you can't walk down and buy a cup of coffee with a gold coin, or at least not very easily. But my point being, it's the only measuring stick that's not itself a paper currency. And that means it's the most valid. What's going on to all the currency? They're crashing. They're collapsing. Gold is up from about $1,850 an ounce to $2,400 an ounce in less than 3 months. That's a 30% increase in gold. Everyone says gold's going up. The way I think about it, the dollar's crashing. Gold is just gold. It's atomic number 79. It's a metal. It just kind of sits there. What's happening is the dollar is crashing when you measure it against gold. So that's the yardstick. Whether you buy gold or not, whether you like gold or not, that's up to you. But if you want to know how the dollar's doing, compare it to gold, and you'll see that the dollar's crashing.
Rickards, you got all now the IMF, everybody's saying, and they actually had reports out saying, hey, even the good numbers on GDP and these numbers are all driven by this massive Keynesian stimulus that Biden and these guys still do. On Capitol Hill, we had good on yesterday. They haven't even agreed to a top line number for the budget year that we've got to finish by September 30th. That top line, but that top line is going to have another $1 trillion to $2 trillion deficit in it. How unsustainable is this? I think people now are starting to wake up that the war room, and Rickard's been talking about this for years, but it's catching a lot of people by surprise. How unsustainable is the current trajectory we're on?
Well, it is unsustainable, but then the question is, like, how does it actually play out in terms of the real economy? What are the effects that we see? The best way to measure is, see, people throw big numbers around, and they are big numbers. We have $37 trillion in national debt. By the way, a trillion is 1,000 billion, so 37,000 billion is one way to think about it. That's a big number. Deficits are big, exactly as you described. They're getting well over $2 trillion per year. They'll be getting closer to $3 trillion. So those are all big numbers. But the best way to understand it is to compare the amount of debt to the GDP. GDP, this is the size of the U.S. economy. So there's a ratio. The numerator is the amount of debt, and the denominator is the GDP. That number is about 132%, the highest in U.S. history. That's the number that should scare people. By the way, Russia is about 17%. They have a very sound economy. But yeah, we're like over 130%. So what's the effect of that? In the end, you get hyperinflation, but not right away. What you get is slow growth. Just you end up like Japan. Japan has been in a 30-year depression. People look at technical recessions, but Japan has had 9 technical recessions in the last 30 years. But I think of it as just one long depression. And that's what the U.S. is going into. Whatever happened to in Ronald Reagan from 1983 to 1986, we had 16% real growth, not inflation, but real growth in 3 years. Today, we can barely get to 2.5%. People are applauding Biden. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous. Why aren't we growing at 3 or 4%? That's the effect of that much debt. And so in the end, it'll be a catastrophe. You're right. But in the short run, you can kind of keep going, but there's a very large cost, which is growth doesn't keep up, real wages do not keep up, income distribution gets worse. And this is why not just and the middle class is practically gone. You basically have got a small elite of super wealthy and a large, obviously lower middle class to impoverished class in this country.
You're saying that the best case we can look at right now is, if it's not falling off the clip, the best case is what we call the lost decades of Japan. You have many lost decades in front of us. Do you believe that with the stagflation, these lost decades, do you think this is why young people, people under 35, are finally starting to, what I call the new Russian serfs? Do you think that they're awakening now that it's like 50-50 Biden, Trump, even given all the propaganda, how the education system has twisted their ability to have critical thinking? Do you believe that the serfs are starting to have an awakening, that they understand in the lived experience of their own lives, they're going to have lost decades ahead of them, sir?
Yeah. I mean, if you're you can be perfectly bright and well-educated, but if you're living in your parents' basement, you can't afford a down payment on a house, or if you can't afford the mortgage, by the way, mortgage rates are almost back up to 8%. They're over 7% right now. They'd come down a little bit a few months ago, but they're back up where they were. And that's the biggest driver of buying a house, by the way. It's not so much the price of the house or the interest rate. It's the monthly payment. That's how people think about it. What's my monthly payment? Well, obviously, when interest rates go up, your monthly payment goes up, and that drives a lot of people out of the housing market. So, yeah, they know from their experience, you know, hiring is dried up. Now, the unemployment rate is not skyrocketing. Their layoffs are coming along. But what has hit a wall is new hiring. Companies are not laying people off, but they stopped hiring. So if you're just getting out of college or you've been out for years, so you're living in your parents' home, can't afford a new house, difficult to save, and you can't get a job, then that's enough to make you look around and say maybe there's somebody better than Biden out there.
Jim, how do people get to your thinking? We're really proud to have you as a contributor, but we want to make sure people get access to your thinking. Strategic Intelligence is your opening newsletter. There are other things too, but I want to make sure people can go and find out everything you're working on, because I can tell from the audience chat and from people talk to me after the show, they love having you come on and give the big picture. So where do they go?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We have a landing page for the War Room Posse. It's called RickardsWarRoom.com. RickardsWarRoom.com. You can subscribe to Strategic Intelligence. You also, if you do, this is the only place you can get a free copy of Currency Wars. That was my first book. You know, when that book came out in 2011, Steve, one of the things I said is that we're not always in a currency war, but when we are, it can go for 15 or 20 years. Well, here we are, you know, 13 years later, we're still in the currency war. Washington Post had a big editorial yesterday saying, you know, Trump's trying to start a currency war. I mean, the reasoning was very muddled, but it's still a timely topic. So RickardsWarRoom.com.
Jim, thank you so much for coming on. We now hear that they may actually vote not until Saturday night, even Sunday, on these packages. So we'd love to get on your calendar, maybe get you back early next week to talk about this firefight on Capitol Hill.
Great.
I want to thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thanks.
Jim Rickards over Strategic Intelligence. Make sure, just go check it out. Rickards, that's with an S, warroom.com. All one word. You get a free currency war. Currency war was a big wake-up call for me. It was, and of course, maybe we'll break down in the afternoon show this piece in the Washington Post about currency wars. Harnwell is going to join me at 6. I want to break down more in Ukraine. We'll have more updates on what's happening with this bill. Also at 6 o'clock, I'm going to get the concert. Sheriff Mack is going to join us. They're out at their conference today, the Constitutional Sheriffs. Of course, The Guardian led with a article today in The Guardian, the left-wing Guardian, how the Constitutional Sheriffs are the worst, most unlawful people in the country. I would beg to differ, but we're going to have the great Sheriff Mack come on here and talk about it this afternoon. Also, there's been a lot happening on transgenderism, a lot of positive developments, along with some negative, but a lot of positive developments, and Brandon Showalter's going to be on to share that with us, too. So we got a lot going on, a big packed day of action, of things going on at Capitol Hill, of in commerce, and in the capital markets, et cetera. Okay, we're going to come over and take a short commercial break in a second. One thing I want to make sure, we had Josh Pettit from the McKinsey Institute on before our master's, we always talk about Dr. McKinsey before the master's. And Josh made a very good point. He said, hey, Steve, you're always pitching Warpath Coffee. The dark roast is actually the medium roast to have more caffeine in it because of the way it's roasted. He's absolutely correct about that. The medium roasts are fantastic. The mild roasts are great. The blends are great. Tej Gill said yesterday, you don't even need cream and sugar if you have the milds because the acid's been taken out. Mariner's Blends, mine, the dark roast. Go to Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/warroom. Make sure you get a 15% discount, so always put that in. Also, I want to thank all the tremendous feedback we're getting on Sacred Human Health, the grass-fed beef livers. Remember, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. The jolt of energy you'll get, don't take it from me. Look at all the endorsements on there on the site.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay. I've moved Hardinwell to this evening. We've also got the constitutional sheriffs this evening. There's all kinds of things coming out now about how these bills are going to be bundled. We'll get more into that on the 5 o'clock show. We need to know how we're going to, whether they're going to kill the whole rule, how they're going to be bundled. It's still, I'm a little unclear about this. As soon as we get clearance, or as soon as we get guidance of how this is actually going to be done, we'll get back to the ramparts. I can't describe enough the impact this audience has had, right? People look to influence this audience. People look to get to this audience. This audience is a powerful force because you're the single biggest backers on a daily basis of President Trump, and people know that. And people also know that you do have your own independent mind. Look, President Trump has given the support to Johnson. I fully understand that, given what's going on. We don't have to buy into that, and we don't buy into that. I think 99% of this audience doesn't, and all of us were prepared to have an open mind about Speaker Johnson at the beginning. Right at the beginning. So he turned out not to be MAGA Mike. He is bought in, and this is why I think it's so important of what Russ Vogt said. This is a Brexit-like moment. We cannot continue on. We're and you can't paper it over anymore. There was one thing with President Reagan of taking on the Soviet Union, and remember, most of the people in this town, Jamie Raskin's dad, all that, that were President Reagan's biggest enemies on taking down the Soviet Union are the people that are the biggest about taking down Putin. What did Jim Rickards say? And this is not coming from Steve Bannon. Rickards says not the military, it's not the oligarchs. His biggest connection is the Orthodox Church. Just saying. Connect dots. Just saying. So they understand that we're not going to back down. We're not going to back down. It's not just through talk, it's through action. It's action every day. It's one of the reasons we're doing the force multipliers, the reason I got the constitutional sheriffs on tonight. It's the reason that we're going to do a 2-hour with Mike Lindell tomorrow on the machines, everything about the machines. Because even if you're not a machine person, if you think it was the mail-in ballots, of which I do, there's the machines have got to go. I mean, I've been adamant about this. I don't understand. And I've talked to the smartest guys in technology in the world, and this is because of the work of Daugherty and Lindell, and these are the people Mike Lindell brought in. And one of the reasons they're trying to bankrupt him is when you see actually the processes and you see the technique, you sit there and go, well, hangover, like, this thing is 100 times more complicated than it needs to be. Why are we built in this complexity? This should be the moral equivalent of the cash counting machines in Vegas, right? And completely not accurate. This thing has got so many loose parts to it. It's shocking. It's part of the things you're going to walk through tomorrow. I think what Mike Lindell has done in the effort to get to paper ballots, game day voting, all that, which is still an aspirational movement, is I think to expose to the American people, something's not right here. Remember, the American people got tremendous common sense, collectively. Tremendous common sense. Takes a while. The reason it takes a while to get to the right decision is normally information is withheld from them. When they get the full picture and they have that aha moment, their awakening, things happen. That's what you're seeing right now. Remember, people would say, Bannon, you're so destructive, turn everything down. I said, hey, Ecclesiastes, there's a time and place for everything. There's a season for everything. Now's the season to fight. Now's the season. We're not going to rebuild these institutions because they have not been purged of their corruption. It's one of the greatest benefits Mike Lindell's had. He's a great entrepreneur. He's put his company on the line, his employees on the line, his personal welfare on the line, his personal safety on the line. Hell, they try to roll him up at Hardee's. That's the Eli Cranes and the Mike Lindells. Is this, as you go back, you study every revolutionary movement, and the one you should study the most is the American Revolution, because it is the most unique revolution in the history of mankind. It's what started us out to really build the New Jerusalem, was that revolutionary generation of what came before him and what came after, right before and right after. The uniqueness of the American Revolution. And people who could have benefited from being part of an empire, this is the great thing about the revolution, they would have been the ones that benefited the most. They would have made bank. Said, no, we're not going to do that. Not going to in a place that has a worthless landed aristocracy that calls the shots and gives monopolistic power, grants crown monopolistic power to people like the British East India Company. We're not going to do that. And they were a collection of smugglers and freebooters and lawyers and land speculators. Yes, they were not perfect individuals. They were just as imperfect as Donald Trump's imperfect, as all mankind's imperfect. Mike Lindell's imperfect. Steve Bannon's imperfect. I'm maybe most imperfect of all, although Lindell maybe give me a run for my money. Mike Lindell, we're going to be with you tomorrow. Couldn't be more honored. You're going to be out there today at the Constitutional Sheriff's. Give us our audience. Loves you. Knows you have it on the line. But they love you most. I think it's a coin flip. They love you most when you're fighting for free elections and platforms that are free or giving them deals. So maybe you want to focus on the deals because tomorrow we got Paul, 2 hours.
I think it's both. And I'm actually in on the East Coast, and I got a whole team of people flying, experts and lawyers flying out to Vegas right now as we leave. I'm in a conference room here. But I wanted to get on here and to get the War Room Posse the best deals in history and exclusive free shipping. So go to that website, get my employees happy, get the employee-owned company on its feet, and I'm going to be out there securing our election platforms. Use promo code War Room. The biggest bed sheet sale ever, as low as $25. The premium pills, they're all making down there where it all started. $25, no matter if it's king or queen, doesn't matter. There's the sandals, $25, and slippers as low as $25. The two go-anywhere pillows that I'm traveling with right now, you get two of them for $25. The bench or the bath towels and the kitchen towels, $25. It's a huge, huge sale because we don't have any middlemen. And you know what? If you've been waiting around, these are the lowest prices ever, and you get that free shipping. Exclusive to the War Room Posse. You guys support those entrepreneurs too over at mystore.com. You get to use that promo code War Room there too. Call the same number, 800-873-1062. They all work off commission from home. They're stay-at-home moms and dads all here in the USA, and they're counting on the War Room Posse. It's a win, 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 everybody. We'll see you tomorrow in Las Vegas.
2 hours going to be in Vegas. Go to warroom.org. You can still sign up. Charlie Kirk is next. Poso after that. Miranda Kahn and Tara Dahl. Then you're back here in the War Room. From 5 to 7 is going to be wild. I got the constitutional sheriffs with me. A lot going on Capitol Hill. We will update you. Ken and Abandon takes you out. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out. They gold at another all-time high. Go there. See you back at 5. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact,
Some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today. Check it out.